Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 843 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Adam, who's apparently asked many questions before and has got them answered, but don't worry about that. I don't do preferential treatment here on the show. It just kind of randomly select the questions and just see who happens to ask that question. But anyway, the question from Adam we'll get to in just a sec. First, I want to tell you about FreshBooks. You can actually get a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks, an amazing piece of software that I use to help me keep track of my business income, my business expenses, and also invoicing. And that free trial is available for you at freshbooks.com/askpat. Just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. It's a tool I use quite often now, especially now that I'm doing a lot of billing for a lot of coaching and things like that that I do. So again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat and enter Ask Pat. All right, now here's today's question from Adam.
Hey, Pat, Adam Spencer here. I've just been listening to the podcast, Ask Pat, and a reoccurring theme has popped up, and that is that you've made a lot of mistakes, such as not having an email list and not preparing enough content before you launch. So you've made a lot of mistakes. I'm just really curious to know, what is the one thing that you've done well, the one thing that has outweighed every mistake that you've made in order to make you the success and Smart Passive Income the success that it is today? Love to know. I've already had two questions answered on the show, which is fantastic, and I have to hang up right now because I have to go and record another question that's just come to mind that I really want to ask you. So until next time, thanks, Pat. Thanks for everything you do. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Adam, thank you so much for this question and all the other questions. And the next question, I haven't heard that one yet, but just thank you for the support and all that great stuff. And I think this is a fantastic question for everybody out there because guess what? We all make mistakes, right? But here's the number one thing that I've done very well, and this is after 8 years of doing business on my own. That is, when I make a mistake, I figure out what the heck I did wrong. And what can I do better next time? I literally sit down and consciously think of these things. You know, it's one thing to say, yeah, I'm gonna make mistakes, of course, and I'm just gonna get up and keep going, right? But it's another thing to say, okay, I'm gonna make mistakes, but when I do make a mistake, I'm going to assess what happened so that I don't do that same thing again. And that's something that I feel very lucky to have a platform that allows me to kind of share those thoughts and document those thoughts. So it's kind of trained me over time to just consider whenever I make a mistake, okay, let's not do that again. And I've noticed that this happens in all aspects of my life now, not just with business, but with personal stuff, with athletics, with everything, fitness and eating. It's just I am always analyzing the why behind the things that didn't go the way they were supposed to go, which allows me to not just react better, but it allows me to stop getting so frustrated about these things. It enables me to consider these failures as challenges and actually have fun with it. And that's the one thing that I'm teaching my kids now, to consider failure as an option. This is something that we've picked up from the show Mythbusters, because this is a phrase that they've sort of coined over time, and that is failure is an option, but also the way you react to those failures can drastically enhance your chances for success or drastically decrease those chances for success. So that's the one I don't want to, it's not necessarily a skill. It's just a conscious effort that I've made now. And now it's become habitual to when I make a mistake, consider, okay, well, what happened there? And the next time this goes around, what can I do better? And if I don't know the answer to that, I ask. I ask a person who's done it already. And that's by far the quickest and easiest way to find the solutions. You know, you could look up research on YouTube or Google or whatever, and that's fine. I mean, that's one way to do it. But you're often finding misinformation, or you find yourself searching for that treasure for a while before you find it. Gosh, the easiest thing to do is just ask somebody. And even if you don't know that person, reach out to them, tell them what you tried. And if it doesn't work out, perhaps they can offer you some advice based on their own experience too. So that's why it's really important to connect in this world. So Adam, I hope that provides you some direction and some good answers. Because you've already been featured on the show, I'd like to, if it's okay with you, offer a t-shirt to somebody who's listening there on the other end. We've done this a couple times recently because we're getting a lot of people asking questions. I mean, you're more than welcome to ask as many questions as possible as you'd like. So thank you for that. And anybody who has a question, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there. But for those of you listening on the other end, whether you ask a question or not, now you have a chance to actually get a t-shirt for free. We'll ship it to you on our wallet. So all you have to do is leave a comment, and maybe you can share what's one thing that you've done that has outweighed every mistake that you've made in the past. So leave that comment on Twitter, hashtag AskPat843. Again, that's hashtag AskPat843. I'll pick somebody at random after a week after this episode goes live, and then we'll hook up and I'll get you that shirt for free. So Adam, thanks for that. Thanks for your question. I appreciate you. Keep asking away. And for everybody else, again, remember, askpat.com. That's where you go. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And one more time, that FreshBooks link and free trial offer is available at freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote by one of my favorite people who unfortunately is no longer with us, but I wish I could meet him someday, maybe in the future. Benjamin Franklin, right? A man who did both of these things. He said, "If you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead, either write things worth reading or do things worth writing." Cheers, thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.